session number 14582, reel 11.
Stephen Dale, reel 11.
Belonging is something which has always occupied my mind. I'm not consciously feeling that I do or do not belong at any particular moment, but it does come to the surface from time to time, this real problem. I don't know what I regard myself as, but I do not fall into any specific category. I'm a Jew. I was born in Germany. I feel neither German nor a Jew. I feel British. When I came home as a prisoner, and I'm spelling home with a capital H here, it was really a very important moment in my life. I did touch the ground affectionately, but the fact that this is my home because my family lives here, or our children were born here, our children were born here, and all our grandchildren grew up here. I still haven't got the feeling that I truly belong. This is one of the negative aspects of people in this country, and perhaps more the English than other, than the Scots or the Welsh or the Irish, that they differentiate. They will say to me, "You're not English, are you?" Nobody will ever see you're not British. But why do I stick out? It is predominantly because of my speaking voice. Now, I've never succeeded in losing my accent. I don't think it's very vital, but once you learn a language, you feel that it should be perfect to the extent that nobody recognizes you as a non-indigent character. I feel happy here, entirely happy. I've had a successful life, and my wife and my husband have always been most supportive, and we've got a happy family life, and so this is where I happily exist. But I wouldn't like to say I am belonging. Moreover, there's a niggling fear at the back of my mind that we felt during the war that what happened in Germany could never happen here, and a great deal of publicity was given to that. It couldn't happen here. We are a truly democratic country. But I am not at all sure that this is the right concept. In fact, I believe it could, that sort of thing could happen here too. Because people, the dividing line between patriotism and nationalism is often very thin. And given the right sort of background, ugly manifestations of prejudice will come to the surface. And this is something which obviously I dislike, and I'm not the only one, but I wouldn't know how to cure it. It permeates the whole of society here. Snobbery is something people are given to. It's what it is due to, I do not know. Something to do with the class system, some feeling that elitism is to be desired at. There's something to be desired. I've got no time for that sort of thing at all. we strive to be fair, but I'm afraid we don't succeed. And regrettably, living here and this being my home, I'm as culpable as everybody else.
How do your children relate to Germany?
My children have no prejudice. I think the great thing about the children and the grandchildren is that they are open-minded and unprejudiced. And that's a source of great satisfaction for me. I remember one of our grandsons, when he was much younger, was sort of extolling the superiority of Britain. I mean, he is half Scot anyway, of Britain over all the other countries. He's just been on a skiing holiday to some Iron Curtain country, and he came back and reported on the poor conditions. And I pointed out to him why the conditions were poor there, and that is no measure by which to judge other countries or other people. We're free, essentially free of prejudice. My daughter, Joanna, who was at Horses College of Arts during the sit-ins, got involved in a heavy debate between Catholics and Protestants, all coming from Northern Ireland or from Ireland. And she asked what was to them an incredible question, evidently, because they turned on her and asked her, what are you, a Catholic or a Protestant? So she said, I'm neither, I'm a Jew. So they said, well, what are you, a Protestant Jew or a Catholic Jew? And that seemed to epitomize to me a great deal of stupidity, which is prevalent.
Mr. Dale, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.